I actually need to figure out a way to do better about capturing ideas that I have and putting them in one central location.
You know what I think about a lot? I want to just walk around with like a Siri or an Alexa and just say, hey, write this down somewhere for me.
Me too.
And then at some point I can be like,
recall
hey,
it.
Tell me what I said.
Yeah.
Tell
me
all the things I opened.
But it's good that there's so many steps to get it to put it down where you want it to be.
Yeah.
Hey, set a reminder and then it asks you like all these extra questions.
I can't do that.
No.
Yeah.
I want my Apple Watch to just connect to like a to-do list notepad.
That's what I need.
I just want to be like, hey, do
this.
That's
actually what I need.
And then it just...
Sometimes in the car, in the morning or late last night, I was thinking about this episode kind of like going in my mind what I wanted to discuss. And I knew that's what I wanted to do. If you didn't say that now, I would have forgot until later on tonight.
Mm-hmm. Who do we need to call?
Some app that just allows you to say...
out loud.
Store this... as a as not even as a reminder, store this as a note for me to come back to.
Yes.
Sometimes I started doing voice messages to myself. Oh. That doesn't always work either, though. Yeah, it'd be a whole situation. But I do that because sometimes I need to remember the energy in which I said it too, because that's helpful. Especially when I'm doing podcast topics, I'm like, you had this thought while you were watching this. So remember, like, this was what you felt while you were watching it. So I can, like, recall it. If I could live stream how I feel in real time watching shows, it'd be better than trying to recall it. Because sometimes the energy is gone.
Yeah.
It's hard for you to remember. Yeah, I need, like, a mobile Alexa.
Because I love Alexa, too. I just want her constantly
And it
with
can't
me.
Be like a phone, though. I need her to just serve the purpose. Be like a little...
Literally.
Like, iPad or iPod situation. So it's not heavy. Don't take up a lot of space.
That's
you know, you'd be having too
I
many
want my
gadgets.
Apple Watch.
Oh, I don't wear Apple Watches.
I don't either. But if she did what I'm saying, then I might.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
And I'm Mel.
Girl, let me tell you, I only had maybe a little less than half of that drink.
When you're drinking, you just gotta drink more.
I am a strongly worded email.
Actually, that feels in line, though.
That is not
that's,
true!
No, listen, and every now and again, when somebody get out of line, you just yell, pop the trunk.
I'm the juice to her gin. Did we hit record?
Is it working? Is it on?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gin and Juice Podcast. My name is Melissa.
And my name is Mel.
We are real life sisters. We get on this podcast every single week. You'll see us in our feed, in your feed, in the YouTube, on the Patreons, wherever you may see us. And we talk about whatever it is we want to discuss. All right. Real life sister. She is my sister. She's not Kevin Frederick's sister. Kev on stage is sister. And if you see her on Gin and Juice, yes, in fact, she is. I'm not a lawyer, but
I am not a lawyer. But I would like to thank our sponsors, BetterHelp and Factor, for sponsoring this episode.
Very good. Someone commented that girl that said that. Has anybody ever told you? And I said, yes, she is she. Her is she.
I meant to show you. Did I say this to you already? I was on TikTok for some reason. You know how it'll give you searches?
Yeah.
And it's on my page, but the search was Miss Kev on Stage's sister.
Hilarious.
I took a screenshot. I meant to send it to you. I was like, this is so... when people make the connections, it is comical.
That is so freaking great. I want you guys... Yes, she is the gin. I'm the juice. Thank you.
Amen.
if you are listening to this and you're just now making... Maybe I'll cut it. But if you're just making this connection, I understand. Because you know what it is? I think people are so accustomed to seeing people in one.
Yeah.
Social media has allowed. I know. Here we go. Social media has niche people where you don't recognize people as like 360 degrees. So if you're on somebody's page and you follow them for fashion and they put out baby content, people get upset.
Yeah.
Like, I do not follow you to have you put your child on here. I follow you for the fashion tips and the fashion tips only. And it's like. Yeah, but in real life, I'm a whole 360 degree person. Like, I have other interests outside of this. But social media will have you think
give
this
me
is the
only
slice of you that I want to see.
Yeah.
And so I think that's what it is. They're so accustomed to seeing you. If they were introduced to you first as I'm not a lawyer, and it's like, you have family?
Right, right.
You do a podcast?
You do all the stuff?
you,
I do.
How is that possible?
We do.
Yeah, I really think that's what it is. You're just so used to it. Somebody's having a birthday in the Patreon. Amber, happy birthday,
happy
Amber.
Happy birthday, Amber.
Thank you for celebrating with us. I hope it's amazing. Hope Amen. You have an amazing year. And the wishes and the dreams that you pray to God
yes.
on the secret tip that you've never said aloud, I pray Hello? That God blesses you with them on this year. May the next 365 days of your life
Amen.
Be the best 365 days starting today.
I received that too. It's not my birthday, but hey, I'll take it.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And happy birthday.
What a birthday wish.
All right. All right. So we start with
whatever we want.
Yes.
Apparently.
That we started, but this the official start. Long story short, we catch you up on some of the things that's happened over the course of this year. And by year, I meant week.
Girl.
Because I said happy birthday. Okay. I will start. Unless you want to start.
No.
I have some random things that I've had on this list that I need to say.
Okay.
All right. So the first thing I have to say, though, is Isaiah got a car.
Yes, he
All
did.
Right. He got a little Nissan, which I didn't know there was like the stereotype of Nissan drivers.
Oh.
That they drive fast.
Really?
I had no idea.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. I'm happy you didn't know because, you know, I'd be out of the loop. I don't be knowing the situations. I was like,
oh,
these
Nissan?
Comments.
Oh, I guess.
Chat.
Central, I think
it's a Nissan
Oh, because
Central.
They're people
no,
suit those out, don't they? That makes sense.
So he's from, yeah, the people who do all that.
Yeah, they do. That makes sense, actually.
Oh,
okay.
I literally Googled the safest first cars.
And that was on there?
It was the second one.
Really?
Yes.
What's
Jetta
the first?
Jetta was first.
Oh, I love
Jetta was
too.
First. Nissan Versa was second. And Honda Accords were third.
I was going to say, you know Honda's on that list.
Yeah. So I was going to go through to Honda. And I wanted a certified car because Kevin and I, we had a full, let me tell you something, buying a car for Isaiah was a full marriage discussion in our household because of the way we approach life. So we ended up compromising and I was like, well, if we're going to buy, you know, he wasn't getting no new car. That just wasn't going to happen. And Kev didn't want what I wanted. So we settled on a certified. I was like, all right, we can do a certified use.
Mm-hmm.
So by this time I'm like, okay, well, it has to be certified. Certified used Honda
is expensive.
Girl.
Oh, I believe
said,
it.
What?
That's because Hondas are great.
They're fan freaking tastic
vehicles.
I but
so that makes sense.
Baby, not today.
That's funny.
That baby, Kev was hungry. You know he keeps Arby's in business, so he wanted Arby's.
The only person.
Yeah, only person. So Isaiah said, so that means I'm gonna have to go through the drive-thru. I don't want to do that. I said, and this is why you can't have no Honda.
Hello.
Because it's gonna be a fight between you and the drive-thru. And that car gonna lose.
Every time.
And that car gonna lose.
Every time.
And so don't worry about it. You could take this little car. It's gonna be fine. Got the car. First of all, the car was like $20,000. Okay. The sticker. No, wait
oh,
for
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, no, it's never the sticker price.
I had looked online because I was like, we need to figure out which car you would like. This is the safest car, so essentially these are your options. It was only $15.
Online.
So they
price
did.
Match.
So they had to honor,
little price match.
They had to honor my little 15, and then folks was mad at me. They try to add all this extra stuff on the end when we signed the paperwork mm-hmm. to bring it back up to 20. I said, "Can you itemize that part?" I know it says car right here, and then this bottom part, it just says like
just,
additional fees
stuck.
Or something. And he was like, "Well, is this?" And I said, "Can you itemize it so we can see it?" He itemized it, and Kev said, "I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want this.
Take
I don't
it
want
all
this.
Off.
Take all that off." And they had to honor that little 15. I said, "Well, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah."
So this is the real story I want to tell you. So this morning, Isaiah drives the car to school. It's his first time driving his car. Well, outside of the parking lot, he drove it as well. But from the house to Isaiah's school is a good 30-35 minute drive. Okay, this is a real drive. It's in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So what does that mean? Everybody's
morning
taking
traffic.
Their kids to school. And you have everybody going to work. You got that good morning traffic.
Yes.
All right. We don't even get on the freeway. I'm taking my baby on the street. But sometimes that's worse.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going. Tell me why a dog darts out
oh,
in
no.
the middle of the street.
Oh, did he freak out? How stressful.
Isaiah stopped that car so fast.
Oh, no.
I mean, just. I said, you can't do that.
No.
Like, we weren't at a point where we were going to hit the dog, But like, he should have slowed down for sure, because he like ran across the street.
Jesus.
Isaiah stopped that car so fast. Like,
complete stop. Oh, full I and complete mean a Washington full State stop.
Complete stop. Okay. I said, Isaiah, you can't do that.
Especially because someone's going to be behind you.
And that's what I said. I said, the first thing you need to do when you're about to break, especially on a quick break like that, check that rearview mirror and see who's behind you, how close they are, because you will cause a collision. This is morning traffic. People are rushing. People are running late. People are, you can't.
You got to hit the dog.
Yeah, you got to hit the dog.
Baby.
In California, if you get rear-ended, it's a dual liability typically.
Oh, really?
It's so common that... I think it starts out as that until they investigate in that.
Really?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Well, listen, so now he's anxious. Okay. His blood pressure's up. He's sweating. I'm taking off his jacket. He's asking me this, how nervous he was. God, I wanted to laugh, but I knew he was stressed. He said, takes off his jacket. He said, can you turn the heat off? I said, no problem. Turn the air on. Then he asked me in the passenger, can you roll down my window? I said, Isaiah. It's on your side, baby. You got,
and it's a button, ain't it?
It's a button.
You probably could hit it, and it'll just keep going.
I can't hit that for you. I'm on the passenger
he
side.
He was stressed out.
On the driver's side, I can control all the windows. I'm on the passenger side. You got to hit
Jesus.
The button. So we keep going. We stop at a red light, or I'm sorry, we're going through a green light. You know, in LA, nobody has a protected left turn. Mm-hmm. Nobody has a protected
nobody in
left
LA.
Turn. I don't know what y'all call it, but I call them protected left turns. That's essentially where you're turning left, but you have an arrow.
Green arrow.
You got to go have a green arrow.
Yes, you have a green arrow. So that means you can just make your turn.
And you don't got to worry about oncoming.
They don't believe in protected left turns in Los Angeles. You going to have to get in where you fit in.
Amen. Okay.
Again, it's morning traffic. This man's probably been sitting at this light because nobody let him get in forever.
Yep.
So he decides, now's my chance. He essentially does what the dog does and darts out making a left. Isaiah stops again. I said, Isaiah, you can't do that. But why would he? Baby, I understand he's wrong.
Amen. He was wrong.
And he was wrong because your light wasn't even yellow. But you can't just stop.
Girl.
Right, the brakes
like
work.
That, you can't just stop. You gotta slow down.
Oh, Jesus.
So we keep going. Now he's hot, like he is sweating hot. And he says to me, how much more time till I get to the school?
Are we almost there yet?
This is too much. I said, you got about 10 minutes. He said, oh, good.
that baby was so stressed.
He was stressed.
Oh, man.
I felt so I called Daddy immediately.
That's hilarious.
Because Daddy was cracking up. Aww. That baby was so... I said, you need to drive every day.
Every day.
You have to drive every day because this is it. This is how you drive. He said, I didn't even see that dog. I said, so first of all, and I tell... This is if your child's about to go into driving, this is what I tell Isaiah all the time. The road is talking to you. It's your job to read it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be looking in your rearview mirror to the right of you, to the left of you. You need to be looking ahead of you. You need to understand what the dashes are doing, what the straight lines are doing. Is it a yellow? Is it red? Is it white? What is happening? Is the car in front of you braking? Why? Look ahead of him to see why. Yeah. And anticipate he's a dummy. He's not paying attention because he's on his phone. Look at the car ahead.
Amen. Especially in Los Angeles.
Especially in LA. You can't. Everybody is talking to you. If you don't pick it up, you'll cause an accident.
Every time.
Child, he was stressed the heck out. But we made it there.
Amen.
We made it safely. We made it in one piece. We didn't get no accidents. And I just want to tell God I thank you.
Amen.
Because I'd be in that car. And I'd be trying to be encouraging. I try to be encouraging instead of like going crazy. So I'd be like, you're doing excellent. You're doing a great job.
Aww.
You're doing fantastic. I just need you to break.
I just
need you to break. You're doing a great job, though. You're doing fantastic. Tap the brake.
It's so stressful. And it's stressful for you and for Isaiah. Both of y'all are going to need
We're not in the
better
car
help.
Start.
Both of y'all are going to need therapy after teaching your child to drive. Amen. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go run, take a nap? Amen to that. Read a book, show up for a friend. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. But the question is, time for what if If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Everybody, me and Melissa are both fans of therapy and BetterHelp specifically because of how flexible it is, but also just in general, the benefits were, I'm being funny talking about obviously learning to drive or teaching your child to drive and how stressful it is. But the reality is life is very stressful and there are many things that happen that you're not expecting that impact you. I was thinking the other day of like sometimes when I'm upset, I have to think about what happened today that made me upset? I'm walking around with this attitude and I don't even remember why. What happened today? And therapy can help you figure out what the heck is wrong with you. What's going on? What's going on inside that is making you feel this way? And so I am definitely a fan of BetterHelp and therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GJ to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/GJ.
GJ.
Visit today and get 10% off your first month.
Very good. Sorry, I was eating this little banana situation. I got a banana coconut. Wait, what is it? Hazelnut chocolate.
You said hazelnut.
Yeah, I got a lot of things going on in my mind. All right. So that was Isaiah this morning. Y'all continue to pray. He going to drive us home today as well. So just pray for us. All right. Very good. The last thing I want to say, because all the other stuff I can. Oh, Monty almost got 8 this weekend.
What is the story?
Did Greg tell you?
No, he was trying to, and I was like, "What happened? What happened here? Wait. What are y'all going through?"
Monty almost got 8. Okay, so what happened was Greg was dropping off merch.
Mm-hmm.
Greg comes to the house to drop off merch for the tour, right? So Kev's outside. I walk outside to say hi. Of course, Monty comes out behind me.
Because Monty got to say hi to.
It's Monty. Who are we saying hi to? I just want to make sure I say hello to you. Hey, how you doing? All right. So we're out there talking to Greg about miscellaneous stuff, you know, moving the bag, whatever. Mind our business. Next thing we know, this woman couldn't be but as big as I am with 2 golden retrievers.
Golden retrievers?
Fully grown.
Girl, bye.
She did have them on leashes, but she didn't stand
because they was walking her.
Absolutely. So they see Monty and want to take off running.
Oh, Lord.
So she's pulling them back. And so I'm going to grab Monty because Monty, the thing about Monty is every time we do a video, people's always like, I'm surprised Monty didn't dart out the door. Monty ain't going nowhere. Okay. Monty understand the benefit that he has in the Frederick's household. He don't be going nowhere but where we be. If y'all outside, I'm outside. If y'all not outside, guess what? Neither am I. Monty ain't going nowhere, okay? So Monty, he's not trying to go after the dog or nothing. He's looking at me and Kev like, are y'all going to pick me up?
Because do something, John.
Literally.
Do something.
He is looking at us like, do something, John, okay? So I'm going after Monty to pick him up. And Kev is yelling at me, get Monty! Because the next thing I know, this poor little white lady is on the ground.
Oh, see.
With the dog.
Oh, Lord.
Like this. And they are dragging
from a cartoon.
No, legitimately. So I grab Monty, run in the house, slam the door.
Oh, my gosh.
Kevin and Greg are outside crying, laughing. Crying, laughing because this woman did not stand. I said, we're not wrong. She wrong. You are wrong for thinking you could handle these two
dogs.
Big old dogs.
You know better, girl.
Girl,
you
unless they are fully trained, there's no world in which you should have been walking them by yourself. I don't care how old you are. You're not grown enough. Okay? You are not grown enough. She hit the ground and they were pulling her.
That's hilarious.
I ran in the house so fast. I walked out and I said, is it safe? Greg and Kevin were crying. Kev said, Monty was finna die. Monty was fit to die. It was hilarious. And Monty was none the wiser. Is y'all gonna pick me up? Yes or no?
What happened here?
I don't know. I feel like my life is in danger, but no one's moving fast enough. It was hilarious.
Wait, you wanted to go back. I mean, you wanted to talk about first cars, didn't you?
I did. Oh, did I want to go back to it?
Oh, I thought you did. If not,
I maybe did, but I don't remember.
Okay.
All
right.
I took up enough time. That's
it's
all
fine.
Mine. This is the one thing I do want to say, though. Okay. This is my last thing I want to say, because it is my Roman Empire.
Okay. What is Roman Empire?
It was like this trending topic on TikTok that apparently men think about the Roman Empire, but it's like a random thing to me, my interpretation. It's like a random thing that you just think about. That's essentially what it is, right?
A Roman Empire is a random thing that you think about? That's how it's defined?
Men,
are always thinking about the Roman Empire.
The actual Roman Empire.
Yeah, it's a meme that's been circulating for a long time.
But the interpretation of it is like, what is the random thing that occupies space in your mind for no reason?
Got it. Okay.
Like, why are you thinking about the Roman Empire?
Okay,
got
understood.
It. Okay, so my Roman Empire.
Understood.
You got it?
Yep.
Is April and Taye Diggs.
As a couple?
Yes. They occupy a lot of space in my mind.
Are they even together?
That's the question. Okay, so this is why it's my Roman Empire, right? Because over the pandemic, they suddenly popped up.
They did, randomly.
And it was like, are y'all together? Are y'all friends? Are y'all are y'all promoting a show? I'm so unclear as to what's happening.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh my God, I love them. I think Taye Diggs is hilarious. I know nothing about this woman, for real, for real. I never really followed her like that. But her with him being silly on together on the TikTok singing songs. Oh my God. I was like, this is adorable. I love her. If she's rebranding, here for it. Love it. And then they disappeared.
They did disappear. They were
answers.
Everywhere for a while.
They
were like
everywhere.
Making TikToks and stuff. And then they were gone.
So are y'all together? Yes or no? I feel like I deserve an answer because I was fully invested.
And they haven't made one in a long time? I haven't seen it. So.
They haven't made a video announcing their divorce.
Were they married?
No, but at this point, it feels like
a
divorce. You guys stop making funny videos on the TikTok, on the Instagram. Matter of fact, clearly it affected Taye Diggs because he just stopped making videos even on his own.
Was he making them before?
Yes, he was making funny videos before. And I was like, oh my God, why didn't anybody know that Taye Diggs was so hilarious? He's always portrayed as like a love interest man.
Yeah.
He's freaking hysterical. He was making these cute little songs during the pandemic and doing the little things. And now they both are just here today, gone tomorrow. I think about this way too much.
That's hilarious.
And it is my Roman Empire. And I want answers.
Okay. All right. I did. Okay.
She did. Her son put them on blast and then she was like, shut up, son. But
she did?
Yes, because I feel like he did announce that they were broke up or something. He said something that was low key like, little boy, shut up, saying this on the line.
He was acting like Courtney's son.
Yes.
Mason.
Or North. North would get on that thing and be like, I'm dyslexic.
No. Yes.
Shut up!
She will. But Courtney's son was on there talking about Chloe and Tristan aren't together and Kylie and Travis ain't together either. Yep. Kylie's pregnant again, by the way. Don't know if y'all know. She got a baby on the way. Little boy. Mason was on there. North be talking about herself. Mason be talking about the
Ooh.
Family. Them Kardashian kids. I've bought into the Kardashian kids. Maybe they're my Roman Empire.
They probably are. They're great.
I was going to say something. You said Roman Empire. The only thing I know, actually, I know more about April. I didn't know that they had disappeared, but her and Taye. One time she was on live drunk and went through the list of people that she had slept with.
Ooh, where were her friends?
Oh, my.
Who was on the list? Who was on the list?
I'm pretty sure she said The Game. Pretty sure. She also said, dude, everybody was like, oh girl, you should have kept that one. Why you say him? Nobody care about him.
She should have shut up.
Oh, what's that baby? What's his name?
Can you look it up? What's her name?
Yeah. Her name is April.
No, but what's her last name? I can
Jones.
Just put in April Jones.
Drunk video. Drunk talking
about allegedly.
Who she
We talking about
slept
April.
With. Who? No, she it's her video.
It is.
I don't have to say allegedly, she's the one who said it.
Jessica said, I'm like, well, listen, what would she say? Who did she say?
Girl, hold on. Is this it? Oh, that's music. Hold on.
Because why would she get on there and say that?
Oh, my gosh. It was, I don't, of course, these videos. Here it is.
Oh, that's it. Are they putting Omarion's music behind
yes,
this?
Yes, they are. I can't find the, where's my, this ain't working out. Anyway, Google, I'm just going to mute this. Google April Jones talking about, in her drunken state, talking about who she slept with. It is
hilarious.
A time.
April Jones is Omarion's baby's mother.
Yes.
The two kids that he has that look like the same person.
Yes.
That's their mom.
Amen.
His All kids right. are cute, though.
Yes.
Anyway. Okay, that's my Roman Empire. I just wanted to share that. It's been on this list for so long because
I didn't know what it was about, but this is
Roman
hilarious.
Empire, it's an unnecessary thought that occupies space in your mind for absolutely no reason.
Actually, okay, so this is going to go into my pop the trunk.
Okay.
It's a mix of my long story short and pop the trunk. And actually, it's probably a little bit of my Roman Empire. I want to know, who is this woman that Kanye West is now with? And why does she never have clothing on? Every time, it's the most bizarre thing. And it's not like a cutout dress, because I can understand mm-hmm. a dress with like cutout on the sides, yeah. low cut, deep cut, high slit. Yeah. I get that. This woman be like, here's my ass. Like, I'm wearing a thong. That's the outfit. And I'd be like, girl, where are your parents? Did he do this to her?
I think so.
What is happening over there?
Kanye has a thing for picking women out of obscurity.
What is happening over there? Are they married now? She has
I
to run. I annul that. Somebody has to do something. Somebody needs to do something. Every time I see a picture of them.
She does look crazy.
She never. She'll have like pasties and a raincoat. And I'd be like, girl, what? Are you cold? Are you hot? Is it raining? Is it what? And then this nigga Kanye be having clothes on.
Sweatly.
He will have a sweat outfit with them stupid shoes that he wears that look like they, I don't even know what's happening. Someone has to do something. Do something, John.
Where is John?
Somebody needs to grab him.
Grab Greg and John.
Wait, Greg.
Get Greg.
Oh, go get Greg. Greg, do something. Because an intervention is needed.
I don't.
It is so upsetting to me.
She always looks spacey.
He has one of the, you know, when you go work out and you're trying to sweat a lot, a sweatsuit. He has a sweatsuit on and she has a sports bra on.
Yes. His actually, you know,
did
what
y'all
he looks
check
like?
The weather together
no.
or
he looks like when Missy Elliott did that video.
Yes.
What is the video?
I can't stand the rain.
Yes. That's exactly
that's what look at look.
They look child.
Is it drugs?
I think Kanye
is it
drug.
A lack of drugs? What?
That's a hilarious question. That is hilarious. Is it a lack of drugs? Y'all don't even appreciate how hilarious that is. That's funny.
Somebody gotta do something. This is my Roman Empire. We've identified it. It's this. It's them. And I don't. It's upsetting. No.
No.
Look. Okay. What's her name? Bianca.
Bianca
before Kanye.
And this one, she has a pillow on. It's her outfit.
This is, and he has a sweatsuit on.
Literal pillow is her outfit.
It's so.
They said it's definitely lack of drugs. That was hilarious. That is freaking hysterical.
Okay, Bianca. Okay, so she wore clothes and had hair.
I'm telling you, it's Kanye. I think Kanye is the drug.
Okay.
I think you have to be like purged from him.
Jesus.
I think he's still trying to get back at Kim, so he's continuously trying to show off who he's with.
This is not the way.
It's really not the way.
Kim is living her fabulous life, and it's bizarre. This is the one. We have to send this to
screenshot it.
We need to to her because
can
y'all
you remind
gonna,
me. Can you add a note, Courtney, to remind me to send Bianca pictures?
It's the picture of her with it looks like a stocking over her face, and then like around her shoulders is like a shoulder pad thing, And then he has socks on as shoes. This is the one where I was like, okay,
what's happening?
Anyway, all right. I want to pop the point is I want to pop the trunk on Kanye and her.
Oh, together as a
because
couple?
What are y'all doing?
Yeah, I agree on that.
Somebody do something.
Oh,
okay.
That was
secondly,
hilarious.
Not pop the trunk, but tell you mm-hmm. why you need Factor in your life. That's what I want to do. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Because who has time at all to do anything? And when you can have food ready in 2 minutes, that's what you need in your life. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and go after your goals. I just said 2 minute meals. I'm in. I need things that are fast. Me and Melissa literally were just talking about what we are going to have for dinner.
Literally.
And Factor makes that question very easy to answer. No prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. And it fits your flexible schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. Head to factormeals.com/GJ50.
GJ50.
And use code GJ50.
GJ50.
To get 50% off. That's code GJ50 at factormeals.com/GJ50 to get 50% off. Okay. And then my other, I'm going to speed this up. My other, long story short, that's going to go into Pop the Trunk is we have popped the trunk a number of times on Amazon because of their shipping and because of all of that. And it's a little bit of pop of the trunk on Amazon, but probably a little bit of me because I do believe that reading is fundamental and that anytime you're doing things, you should read. However, I bought something and apparently I didn't read. And I feel like it's a little bit of Amazon's fault because I ordered Micaiah a beanbag chair.
Oh, cute.
But apparently I ordered the beanbag chair cover.
Oh.
And it didn't come with beans or bags.
Yeah.
So now I just have a beanbag chair cover. Where am I going to get bean bags from? Who at Amazon thought that anybody ordering this would only want the cover? Are y'all recycling y'all beans and bags at home? Who's doing? Are y'all keeping them? Are y'all switching out the covers?
We're in an age of the switch out, and people think that you should just buy a pillowcase.
No.
No pillow.
No.
A duvet and no duvet cover.
Every time I buy something, I want the whole thing of it. And I want it new when I'm buying it. I want the whole thing of it. This is stupid. Because do you know how challenging it is?
Yes.
So I didn't even just get her a beanbag like chair. It's like a bed chair. I thought it was going to be cute. Mm. How am I going to find a beanbag chair? It has to fit this shape specifically? Where am I going to find that?
You didn't even get a standard one?
No. Because I thought it was coming together.
Yeah, I don't know what this world is that we don't do the things together.
This is stupid.
I agree.
That is, it's 100%. Dumb. Have you ever ordered like a pillow for your couch and it's just the cover? I don't want that.
I have them at my house right now.
The covers?
And it did come with the pillows. I said, what am I going to do with this?
Well, what am I going to do with this?
What am I going
to
do with this?
I don't want this. I want the pillow in. I don't want this.
I want everyone to stop doing this.
Oh my God.
This is why I just learned how to make up the bed. Because I'm 40 years old. Y'all can talk about me if you want to. I didn't know. I bought 3,000 white, what I thought were comforters. And I couldn't figure out why do I keep ordering these white comforters. And they don't have no decorations on it. And what's the string? I cut it off. I cut the string because I didn't know what it was.
What was it?
So it was an insert.
See?
See, it was the duvet insert. And the cover is, so we have the opposite. So I was buying the duvet insert.
So the string was to attach the cover.
Oh, and you cut it off.
Girl, I didn't even realize it until when I made that video about I just learned how to make up my bed. I was like, oh, is that how it's supposed to be?
See?
And so I went to do it, and I said, that's what them strings was here for.
See? I hate it. That is stupid.
I agree.
It's stupid.
Because, I have recently learned that I do like doing domesticated stuff, right? Amen. I actually realize I've accepted this about me, that I actually do enjoy it. But I didn't grow up very domesticated.
No.
So I was like, this is the, first of all, why are all the bed sheets white? I want decor. I want it to be a decoration.
Make it pretty.
Make it pretty, but mm-hmm. all of them are white. And then why y'all keep having these strings? What are these strings for? I'm finna cut this off because it looks tacky on the bed.
Well.
That I just have these strings hanging off here. So I cut it. And then once I realized I had to throw all that away.
All of it is down. You didn't ruin it. You can't even return it because I cut it because y'all didn't tell me
what this actually was. Wait, this reminds me of one more thing that I did. This is one more because I promise this is my real life. I'm not joking. So I'm buying new sheets in real life for real. Okay. I bought some new ones. They just arrived.
Yes.
I ordered ones for the guest bedroom.
Okay.
Because that's the one actually that I cut it off, right? I ordered one duvet cover, okay. Not the insert, because I have the insert.
Yes.
So I ordered the cover, and I ordered the pillow shams.
Okay.
Beep that. Mark that. I ordered it from Miscellaneous Brand. Okay. They sent me two duvet covers.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
One of the covers, I actually ordered two sets. One was blue, and one was green. I thought it was yellow. Anyway, the green one, I was like, I don't want this. I'm going to return it. So then I asked myself, I also don't need this extra one that they sent me. They sent me two blues. I paid for one. They sent me two blues.
Okay.
If I process a refund.
Okay. You have two.
I have two. Return. I only paid for one.
Okay.
If I process a refund for the extra one that they gave me, am I stealing the one that I actually ordered?
Oh, and you're, no.
So, well, no, because that was an accident.
They're but I still got one for free.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to return something that they didn't even charge you for?
But should I just keep both? Well, is that stealing?
No, because it was their error.
Oh.
They accidentally sent you two is when I...
They accidentally sent me two.
So you physically can't return the second one because there's no option to return it. You don't have like a history.
I shouldn't call them on the phone and say, hey, y'all have made a mistake and accidentally sent this to me.
If I have to do extra work to return, fix your mess up,
they're responsible.
Girl, no, you're bad.
Well, I just want y'all to know I had to do the return, and then they processed the refund for me today, and then I felt bad.
Oh, don't feel bad. That's extra
they
money.
They sent that email today that said it was returned, and so I scrolled quick to make sure it was both of them. I said, y'all didn't realize the serial number was wrong or the SKU was off or something?
It was somebody's first day. They messed up.
So now I have an extra. I got the one that I got for free.
Hello? That's the cost of being a business.
Somebody might say that's favor. It's not favor. That's called... Stealing.
That's faith. That's a blessing.
That's called a blessing. Mm-mm. That's stealing.
The amount of money they make back probably in items. That exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Taxes.
It all works
negligible.
Out in the end.
It's fine. It's a gift.
Yeah, I'm Robin Hood. I'm stealing from the poor.
Robin Hood. There you
from
go.
From the rich and giving to the poor. Yep. It's me. All right. Very good. Moving on.
Moving on. All right. Pop the trunk. We need jingles.
We do. I was listening to a podcast today and they had that.
We need a pop the trunk jingle. That'll like introduce the segment.
That's a good idea, man. I like it.
Who's musical that can create it? I can't.
She said, if I'm stealing, I'm a thief.
Hold on before you play this. Did we talk about this? I saw somebody saying if you could get away with a crime and not get caught, what would your crime be? Mm-hmm. Did you say this?
Yes. It was when we did the Black Love thing.
Oh, what was yours?
Streaking. Mm-hmm. What did you say?
That's not even a fun crime.
It's such fun crime.
No, yours was streaking at a game.
Yes, at a game.
It was a game, just like running down the street.
Like a football game. Yeah, a basketball game, soccer game.
Okay, that makes it fun, actually.
Yeah.
That makes it better.
Could you imagine me and Mel backstage about to go out and streak?
How did you say me and Mel?
Because now we're together.
I said, what is yours?
What's wild is for the Super Bowl, people place bets if someone's going to streak, and some guy won like a ton of money.
Seriously?
It's great. I think it's hysterical.
It would be, we going to do it. Okay, you ready? Oh, it's cold. Hold on, let me grab a blanket. Okay, let's go. 1, 2,
wait, don't say three. Y'all not ready?
We would be back there a mess.
You just got to go.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. No, no.
Thanks. Don't go yet. I need time to get it together. Let me have a sip of coffee.
Let me have a sip of coffee.
I will be back there. That's the exciting part.
Yes.
And then once you like run out, and then you're just like, I'm doing it. And then you just keep running. And now the police are chasing you. It's a whole thing. You've made national news. Yeah, it's a rush. And it doesn't, you didn't hurt anybody.
100%.
Yeah, that makes it better. Fun.
Yeah, yeah. I agree, actually.
I would never do this, but it would be that's a fun crime to commit.
I agree.
That, like, in this imaginary scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fun.
So, y'all, I want to pop the trunk on Chevron gas stations. Mm. Now, I don't know if they do this on other gas stations, but at the Chevron here in Southern California, why they ask you 5011 questions and then ask you the same 5011 questions again? I'm running late for work trying to get some gas. And the little machine gonna ask me, do you want it on debit or credit? Do you all want it all on the same card? Do you accept the 50 cent fee? Do you want cash back? Yes, no, whatever. Then why do the person at the register ask you the same question? Is it debit or credit? Do you want cash back? Is you accept the fee? Is it on the same card? Why y'all ask me that over and over again?
I agree.
I ain't got time. I already got a 1-year-old that don't want to be listening. Then I got a teenager that be on my nerves. And now I get to the gas station. I can't get my little iced coffee without y'all asking me the same questions over and over again. Stop. I can't take it. So I'm popping the truck on Chevron gas stations this week. Thank you. Goodbye.
That's how you do a pop the trunk.
Yeah, amen.
Let your pop the trunk evolve, okay? Let it evolve. Get it all out. Yes, we're popping the trunk on Chevron, but let me tell you why they're especially pissing me off, because my 1-year-old's with me,
yes.
Okay? And they're pissing me off because they're getting mad because the sky is blue. That's why I'm especially mad at Chevron, because my teenager's also with me. And you know why I'm pissed at him? Because he think he can go here, there, and everywhere, and he doesn't have a driver's license. How are you making plans and you can't drive? Now, I got to stop by the Chevron, which brings me to the original point.
Right.
All right. And now I got to drop these little babies off at the school, and I got to stop by Chevron. Y'all got 5011 questions. I woke up late. Okay. Breakfast was burned.
Amen.
All right. The whole day is scrapped. And now you want to ask me, do I have a reward system with Safeway? No.
Right. Wait, somebody in the Patreon said, when they asked, do you want a receipt? That'd be pissing me off too. Cause why is that an option? Give me the receipt. Why would you ask? You're wasting everybody's time. Print the receipt.
Print the receipt so we can all move on. I don't want to be here.
Wait, do you want it emailed or text, or do you want a paper?
What's the fastest way? The fastest way?
I want to break this machine. That's what I want to do.
Because if I pull up to the machine and I swipe my card and I get a card does not read, please go inside,
oh,
I will
man.
Blow this entire establishment up.
Oh, my.
I will wait the 5 minutes for it to reset and redo my card.
Yes,
what I'm not going to do
I'm
is walk into
inside.
The store. There's no world in which the answer is to go inside. Instead, I don't care if there's no line in there and it was faster for me to just go inside. I'm waiting here for you to reset.
I will pull my car up to the next pump. And if that one's broke, I'll circle around and go to the other pump.
Me too.
I will try every pump out here before
I'm not going inside.
I don't want to talk
that
to anybody.
That is not an option. And if none of these work, guess what? I'm driving to the next one across the street.
There's one
I'm
literally across the street every time.
The next gas station across the street, because there is in no world in which I walk inside.
Why is that a thing? Why do we take? We do everything in our power to not go inside the gas station. It's actually really silly, because you could have been done. You could have been on your way, but instead, you are at pump 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
Yes.
I will circle back to number one.
Because why didn't it reset? I had a video idea when the sale. You ain't got to worry about me. My idea was to go to the gas station and have a sign that says out of order, pull up and be like, you ain't got to work. I will drive another 3 days.
Literally.
I'm not going inside. My car already runs on God's grace and prayers. So
it's fine.
What's another day?
I'll run out of gas.
What's another day?
It is literally fine. That is so hilarious.
That, my friend, is how you evolve.
Yes.
I'll pop the trunk. Okay. That's how you evolve a pop the trunk.
All right. Next one.
Hey, Melissa and Mel. I would like to pop the trunk on refund policies for retail stores. I feel like if I'm paying for something and you take my money at my account right away within seconds, if I'm demanding a refund, it should not take 7 to 10 business days for me to get my money back. I need my money the same amount of time mm-hmm. that it took for you to take it out when mm-hmm. I purchased the items. Mm. So I recently purchased something from Walmart. And then when I called the customer service and they told me, hey, it's going to take 7 to 10 business days for your money to get back into your account, I need to speak to your manager because it took y'all 30 seconds to take my money out my account
every time
when I purchased the item. Now y'all telling me 7 to 10 business days. I need my money in my account the same amount of time it took for y'all to take it out when I purchased it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I want to pop the trunk on them.
That was good.
Love my y'all. Money and I want it now.
Yes! It's my money and I want it now. Because what is the delay?
Literally.
What is I don't the delay? Understand. Unbatch the batch. Do whatever you have to do. Reverse. Uno, skip, reverse it out of the system.
It should be much easier.
I want my money back in 30 seconds. Girl. Because if I check my account after I swipe, it automatically shows pending.
Oh, man.
Pinned a deposit. Okay?
Unpinned.
Unpinned. Okay?
Get my money back.
Shoot.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst.
But I'm going to tell you what. Don't nothing hit like a good your refund has hit your account email. I did returns this weekend, mm-hmm. and I got a few of them. Let me
girl
go ahead.
Math
and, yeah, let me. I got a Walmart refund. Let me go and tell the truth to you real quick. I wasn't going to tell you this, but I'm about to tell you. So we went to Vegas
okay.
a couple weeks ago. Okay. Mel bought Micaiah a little blanket. Cute little
yes.
whatever the characters are today blanket.
Who is it? I think it's like PJ Masks or something.
Yeah. The green one, Coco Melon?
Oh, it may have been Coco Melon.
Okay. So Mel bought the little blanket because it was freezing actually in Vegas. Okay. We get back to LA. Y'all know I have a throwaway spirit, right?
You threw away my baby blanket?
So I threw it away.
Melissa!
But wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. So then we shot on that Monday.
I'm finna call Micaiah.
No, wait. And so Mel said, can you bring Micaiah's blanket? And what'd I tell you?
Yeah,
I ordered it on Walmart. That
you literally this morning said I forgot to bring Micaiah's blanket.
That's because it arrived. And then let me tell you what happened though.
Melissa.
Let me tell you what happened. We were taking the trash out. I said that's that girl's blanket. So I took it out
of the trash.
Yes, and then I refunded the one that's the refund I got this morning from Walmart. And now I'm gonna wash her blanket. That's the
I don't want no trash blanket. I'm gonna wash it, baby.
No, it was in my trash, not the dumpster trash. Walmart just gave me that refund notification today. That's why I related to that. That's why I said that. Walmart said, hey, girl, here's that blanket back. What I did.
This is the last and final episode of Gin and Juice. Anybody need a new sister? She's for sale. It's not. I'm not leaving. She is. Why? First of all, why would you put my baby's blanket in the trash?
Because I thought it was a Vegas thing. I thought it was a Vegas, like, oh, we bought this for Vegas, but she doesn't really want this. We were just cold.
Why would you, what? That makes sense to you? That's what you thought I did?
Yes!
For her to have a Vegas blanket at 2?
Because it was cold in
she's
Vegas.
Never going to go back to Vegas
Listen,
ever.
Micaiah and McKinley live a different life than we do.
Let's stay on topic. Let's stay on how you threw her blanket in the trash, okay? Then you lied and said, I'm going to bring it.
I didn't lie because I could have brought it.
And then you ordered a new one and then returned the new one. And now you just want to wash the old one?
Because the attachment is to the old one. The new one would have been too new.
What's the next topic agenda? Somebody create a...
I told her, I'll bring it. When I tell you I went on Walmart.com that day, that's the only reason why I really knew it was Coco Melon.
Yeah, totally.
I'm over here, PJ Masks.
Are you sure it was a Coco Melon? Because listen to me. I Googled so fast, green blanket at Walmart.
I can't believe you.
Green
you are
kid blanket at
you
Walmart.
You are not a real person.
With a pillow. Because I think
I'm telling Micaiah, she be auntie.
No,
look what, let
girl.
Me tell you what auntie
I
did.
I Googled that thing so fast, I was, let me see.
The new one probably came with the pillow. We lost the pillow.
It did come with a pillow. I returned it, though. I didn't even open the box. I was going, right before you came, I was going to give it to you brand new. Listen to me. I found that in the trash. I said it was right here the whole time.
Where's the
let me wash this blanket and put this one back at the
next week's pop the trunk is Walmart. This I'm popping the trunk on Melissa next week. I'm gonna remind her of this story. Matter of fact, clip this so we can insert it into the episode, because
I wasn't gonna tell you, but it felt appropriate.
And then you just decided, and then you told me you could have kept that story. You should have kept that story, ma'am.
It felt appropriate to tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, returns. Let me tell you about my latest return.
Walmart sent me that notification today. Okay.
I don't. This is, we need Monique. I need our other sister here right now.
Because Nick wouldn't have told you. Nick wouldn't have said nothing. I told you I already was stealing. Already I was stealing. I did a bunch of returns this weekend. That's why I'm getting all the notifications today that they're all processed.
It'd be your own people. It'd be your own people.
All right. We moving on?
Yes.
What are we moving on to?
I don't know.
TV?
You decide.
We're going to do TV. We got to get up out of here.
Yes, we do.
Okay, TV. Let's talk about, you want to talk about the Love is Blind?
Yes.
Okay, what do I need to say about Love is Blind? Girl. You start, because I got to remember what they said.
First of all, okay, before we get to Trash Man, who was out till 5 a.m., can we talk about how annoying Chelsea's voice is? I just, you hurt my feeling, oh, and yes, I just don't understand. I just, yes. You just,
yes.
But also, why she sat up there, what's his name? Jimmy had went out with his friends.
Uh-huh. No, he went out to a friend's birthday party.
A friend's birthday party. And then she's on the patio just, but then the problem is, you told me you don't like to go out and party and that we were going to have this life. And that's not what you're giving me. And I don't want it. I don't want it. And so he was like, fine. Okay, then it's bet. Over. Bye. Hold on. Wait.
She was not ready.
So are you really leaving? You can go out. You can have friends. I promise. I'm sorry.
Not ready.
I actually
for that
love
man
you
to
a
say
lot.
Bye.
I said, oh, you see how things, you don't call his bluff.
Oh, he said,
that man
I am
said,
done
all
with
right. Have a good day.
She is clingy.
She is the definition.
After that conversation? Because it was like the first time he'd gone out since they got together.
Girl. You know I always call you girl.
She's a lot.
She's so much.
She's a lot.
And then she's like, I turned my friends down to not go out with them.
I didn't ask you to do that.
Well, you should tell them yes.
Yes, because he
you
was literally like,
out.
You did. Text him and tell them yes.
Girl.
And go away from me with this, Apollo, because I'm tired of you.
She is so annoying.
Yeah, she's so annoying.
She's so obviously insecure.
Very.
I want her to go to BetterHelp.com.
/GJ.
/GJ.
Just make sure you use that GJ.
Use the code, Chelsea. Use the code, baby. You got to see somebody.
Yes.
Well, and that conversation confirmed to me that he's actually into her and is in love with her.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so kind of him to. Cause
it was. He's very patient with her very like understanding.
Yes.
If he would have given up a couple conversations ago,
oh my goodness,
I would have understood.
Yes.
And the fact that he's still like, girl, I love you. Do you not hear me tell you?
Girl.
I've known you for 3 minutes and I'm telling you I love you. She's asking a lot. There was something else she said that I didn't like. Oh, I can't remember what it was, but she said something else and I was like, dang, I don't remember.
What's so funny is that I feel like we all didn't like him at first because of the situation with the other girl.
Yes.
Okay, so we all go into this thinking he's bad and what, and now I'm team him.
I am too.
I want her to go away.
I do too.
And then he has the conversation with the old girl.
But he slept with the girl too.
Who did?
No, I understand her issue with him
the
going
friend.
To that. But I'm also like, if they had talked about it ahead of time, which he said, I didn't want to talk about this on camera and we had already discussed
And that was the issue.
And it was like her birthday party that he was there for, like, he just wanted to make an appearance. So I'm like, okay, I get it. But I also get her feelings to the matter.
What
because irritated
it was a
me?
Friend that he had slept with.
Yes.
Okay.
All but right. My problem with right. all of it is that number one, he was not, I'm not saying I wouldn't have felt away because I understand her feelings.
Sure.
The problem that I had was he said, I told you I didn't want to
talk
about this
on
camera.
Yeah.
And the fact that she just
did it,
that's where I was see, you're being messy right here and you're low-key like violating his trust.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have to tell you nothing.
He didn't.
He really didn't.
They're
truly over it, again, I'm not saying I might be like, I don't really know how I feel about that. But regardless, if he's telling you that he's over it, they're acting regular, he didn't have to say nothing to you.
Yeah.
And the fact that he told you and said, I don't want to talk about it on camera because it's going to make her look bad and we're not that. yes. and she did it anyway, that's when I flipped on it. That's exactly what I wanted to say.
I agree.
Next person, because I'm going to let you lead it.
Well, okay.
Because I don't remember the people.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to remember many, but I tell you who I do remember is Jeremy with the stupid spelling.
Mm. Yep.
Mm. And what's his girl's name?
Laura.
And Laura.
Is it Laura?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we ended right on the last group of episodes was he was out till 5 and she had questions.
Right.
And then the episode picks up with Jeremy talking to his mama.
And his mom didn't take his
side. And his mama said, well, you lucky it wasn't me.
I love a mama who could check you a person lucky like that.
Okay? It wasn't me in the house.
She said, I would have met you at the door.
Because you thought you was going to come in here at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Sure did.
After being with a girl that you know you have feelings for, and you won't come, and you think she the problem?
Correct. Not you coming over here thinking I'm finna side with you. Not you coming over here thinking that what you did was okay. Not you coming to talk to me, talking about you married, and you finna be, and you was out till 5 a.m., and you wonder why she mad, and you want me to say, no, she mad, baby, I understand. No. You lucky I didn't meet you at the door.
He said, I didn't know I was going to lose a fiance over it. And she said, well, I could have told you that, but you ain't called me.
Mom was playing no games.
I loved her. I said, she was playing absolutely. No games.
Yeah, she was with it. She was with it.
And then the way he behaved after that, when all the people come, and you got the nerve to get on the jet skis. Listen. With the hoe? She's not a hoe. That's not appropriate. But
having
for
the time of your
of
life?
This conversation, that's what I'm going to call her.
Oh, and he was telling the guys, like, oh, she's saying all these things and was, like, being all, like, extreme mm-mm. about it.
And then, the girl, what is the girl's name? The
Sarah
third.
Ann.
Sarah Ann.
Was talking to AD.
Girl.
And was just, first of all, AD, I liked her.
She was going
in. I liked
in.
Her.
She stood 10 toes down.
She stood 10 toes
and
down.
And I appreciate
and
that
I
about her.
Too.
Yeah, I appreciate it about
yes.
her, too. Yeah.
That
she,
was a
she.
It yeah. was a great conversation,
yeah.
The way that she handled it. But Sarah Ann really felt like she was the victim and didn't
yeah.
understand. How do you not understand
yeah,
that messaging a man that's not only in a relationship but now engaged,
right.
and you think it's appropriate to say if the door is still
open? Right. You're the one at the door, girl. You're the one knocking.
Girl!
Yeah, she should either let that relationship die down and y'all come back full circle, but saying that, which also says...
Uh-huh.
What did y'all talk about in that conversation? Because it's giving you were venting. It's giving you were talking
yes.
about the relationship problems that y'all had.
Yes.
And she just wanted to know, well, I'm here for you.
I'm here
in the event you need a shoulder to cry on.
She's, AD said he didn't pick you.
She sure did.
But he didn't pick you.
Listen, I was here for AD.
You still over here trying to be a pick me, but he did not. He literally had a choice
and did not.
You were an option,
yeah,
and he declined.
Yeah. And you still like, but I'm here. But
and
I'm
now
here.
You look stupid.
And so did.
And then gonna get on some jet skis. I would have threw him in the water. I would have knocked both of them jet skis over.
Yeah,
flip them over. No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't like her. She got. Mm-mm.
Wait, can we go back to old girl saying go kick rocks with open toe shoes?
Who said that?
Chelsea. Didn't Chelsea say it?
To who?
No, she's no. Laura said it to Jeremy.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
She did.
I want you to know
she did.
My mom says that all the time.
It's the best.
And I say it today as a result.
I do.
Like
too.
When someone really pisses you off,
oh,
mom
yeah.
will quickly be like, first of all, you can go jump in the lake. She loves a good jump in the lake.
She does love a good jump in the
lake. She loves a good go play in traffic.
Yes.
And a real, real good go kick rocks with open toe shoes. I mean, that's, you done been cussed out 3 times.
Three times.
I done cussed you out and I didn't say no cursing words. Because once I get to go play in traffic.
It's over.
It's a wrap.
It's over.
The conversation is done.
That is me cursing you out without doing so. I skipped much of AD and her man.
The mom was good.
Okay.
Yeah, the mom, they had
when
dinner.
They was meeting parents, I was like,
they, she met, her mom.
Okay.
They had like lunch with the mom.
Uh-huh.
The mom was good. She was very encouraging.
Is he still scared about cheating?
Yeah.
He still brings it up, but I think also his mom, where they were saying like, this is you though. This is not your parents, and you
can't
be afraid of this being an issue because
right.
your parents did something.
Right.
You can't blame them.
Got it. I do want the mom to have like a sidebar conversation, not on camera, and just be like, I know you like him and I like him too. But baby, those are red flags.
Oh.
And I just want you to be aware. Because she was just very encouraging, which is a way to like, you should be, right? Yeah. But then you need to have that, let me talk to you separately away from him. I want him to be encouraged. I want him to know that I like him, but I want to protect you.
Yeah.
And I want to protect your heart. So what I want to tell you is he's scared for a reason.
Yeah, but you know what sucks is, I mean, I understand it, but it sucked when AD was like, if you say no, I don't see us being able to have a relationship after the show.
Oh, and you didn't like it.
I don't like that only because I actually, I understand it, but I actually think what they need is to date.
Time. Is time.
Yeah, they need to get to know each other.
That, they need and some couples counseling.
Yeah. Like, I feel like they would actually be able to progress into a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he is saying these things are a concern means that this timeline is a bit accelerated for him.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I get that.
And he needs some, he needs to.
Yeah.
And I think he, I think that they could probably make it, but I also understand and respect the fact that she's like, this was an experiment and I'm all in on the experiment and the guidelines of this experiment. So if you say no, it's a no.
Yeah.
But I think they should.
I think actually that's a good call. I think that's a good call.
But
I
get it. Also, Trevor. Trevor wants that girl. He wants Chelsea.
Oh, is that Trevor Mullet Man?
Trevor Mullet Man. He wants Chelsea.
He sure do.
I think she should have.
She absolutely should have.
Jessica and Jimmy should have been.
Yeah.
And Trevor and Chelsea should have been.
I agree. He was all it. I think you're beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
He was just, it's because he was second in their meetup. If he had been first and proposed, they probably would be.
And didn't he ask that?
No, yes. Yeah, he asked her that. If I was first.
Yeah.
She didn't give him a straight answer. She didn't. Answer.
Yeah.
I have a question. This is why
everybody
I'm not
is
in.
Saying Trevor's a liar.
Oh, he's a liar.
On the TikTok, they saying he had a girlfriend. He had a girlfriend.
He was getting out.
Which is so interesting to me because he don't strike me as that person.
He doesn't come across that way. I don't. Dear casting of Love is Blind, who do y'all have working for y'all? Because every time the TikToks be like, hey, he's actually my man. We actually are married and we've been like all of the people on these shows have families and girlfriends and relationships.
Yeah, they do.
And I just want to know
they do.
Who is doing the research on y'all's teams?
Yeah. Because it really don't take much to do a
but
little.
But it also generates more people talking about it. So, like, I don't know if
maybe
like,
that's why.
Well, we need, like, one person to have some sticky
situation. But it'd be, like, all of them. But it is true. It really doesn't take. It'd be, like, they release, you know, once their Instagram is open, if you go back to 3 months ago, you see a picture of them with their old girlfriend at the house they just bought. Y'all didn't go back 3 months.
I mean,
y'all didn't ask questions. Who is this person that you're
kissing? HR will do that much.
They, yeah.
So if you're casting for a dating show,
you should at least do
that. I feel like you should make sure that the people are dating.
Yeah.
And not in a relationship.
I agree with that.
You should make sure they're single.
We learned that off Love is a Love on Stage.
Hello?
Okay? Because mm-hmm. we did Criminal, but we didn't do that Personal. And then we've said, you know what we should check too? In addition, how many times you been married? Because you can put any number on this paper.
You
it could
sure
be wrong.
Can.
So we checked. We know you're not a criminal, but are you a liar?
Amen. Are you a gaslighter?
Are you a gaslighter?
What's happening?
Yeah, maybe we should do one more additional check.
Jesus.
Okay? Anything else happen on Earth?
No, I think the people who don't want a baby but don't believe that there's options to not do that are still doing what they do. I don't really know.
He had a revelation though. He went to anatomy class because he said that's why I said, why are we only talking about vasectomies? This is a major decision.
Yeah, yeah.
To just not want kids temporarily. Y'all, this is stupid. Y'all, why are y'all talking about that? But then she caved.
She got birth control?
She says she's going to get on birth control.
See, I'll be fast forward.
Oh, she says she's going to get on birth control.
I don't.
Because he said, you know, the vasectomy, I didn't realize all that was. But they do. He was malfunctioning. But they do the. I don't want that, basically. Like, literally, he was kind of he couldn't explain it. He was malfunctioning. But basically, his point was it was more serious than he thought and kind of, like, irreversible, which it's more reversible than, like, getting your tubes tied. But, like, get that as a form of like temporary protection.
Yeah.
So anyway, he went to her and she was like, yeah, I get it. I guess I'll get on birth control.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe she fought that much and just now she's just gonna
be responsible.
Literally.
My thing is what Jola just said. Why are we not talking about condoms?
That's
the part that I don't understand. You don't want hormones. Vasectomy should have really never been on the table. Let's talk about condoms.
I don't understand. They also technically have male contraception. They do have male contraception. Literally.
Well, that wasn't even brought up either.
Well, if she gonna take her birth control,
I really hope at the reunion this is a topic of conversation.
Who do you feel like is the next batch marriages? Yeses and nos?
I could see everyone saying no.
Do you think anyone's gonna say yes?
Let me think about who's available. I actually could see a contraceptive couple.
I could see that because they've
saying
done
yes.
Outside of that, everything else seems to be kosher.
I could see contraceptive couple saying yes. I could see Clay being like no.
Mm-hmm.
I see Jimmy saying no, but her saying it. Chelsea saying yes.
Absolutely. Jimmy better say no.
Yeah.
If he says yes, he's a fool.
Yeah.
And that's it, right? Did I say all the couples? Because we know Jeremy.
Oh, they broke up.
Yeah, they done. Yeah. That's right. And also something changed. Something changed in the universe of, I think it's Kinetic that does Love is Blind,
uh-huh.
the production company. I think something has changed where they now allow couples to back out earlier.
Yeah,
it was happening for a long time in Married at First Sight. If you notice, even if couples knew early on that they weren't going to make it, they would be like, you got to persevere. You got to keep going. You got to try.
I think that it was mentioned in a lawsuit. I think in one of the lawsuits, you know, Love is Blind and had a few.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a part of one of the lawsuits talked about the forcing, essentially, of being with. Actually, there's one in my mind that I'm thinking about right now where she was basically, she had made claims about that man.
Really?
Yeah, like actual claims, and that she was essentially forced to continue to like.
They. Mm-hmm. It was,
and she was like uncomfortable with him.
Yeah. Oh, who was it?
I have to think about the name.
Or was it on Love Is Blind or?
It was Love Is Blind. It was Love Is Blind.
Oh wow.
One of the kidnapping, but like, yeah, I'm gonna have to go watch. I'm not a lawyer, but to remember which couple
Hilarious.
It was because I made the video. But he had done things that had made her literally uncomfortable.
Wow.
And she didn't feel like she had, a lot of them in the lawsuits talk about that. They feel like they don't have the ability to leave. They essentially like escort you from these cubbies or what are they called? Pods
mm-hmm.
to like a hotel room and you're secluded and you don't have your phone and you can't access your family. You can't access in social media and you can't do anything. And you know, like the mind game of like when you're in that situation, your mind can't even think past the fact that, oh, there's a door and outside of this door is like the outside world.
Yep.
And so that's essentially what they all are claiming or be claiming in the lawsuits is that they feel because they're saying kidnapping or they're saying that they can't go. And of course, the response is always like, you can always leave.
Yeah.
But it's like a mind game.
It is.
Where, I can go.
All these producers saying, no, stay in. Like,
exactly.
No,
and there is
really
a pressure to stay.
To stay.
Did you recommend the Netflix doc to us where the guy was calling, like, it wasn't McDonald's, like Taco Bell, KFC, something like that.
Oh.
It's literally like the same thing.
Yeah, that was so
bad. If you're unfamiliar, the guy would call. He was like a police officer. He was like an ex-police officer. He would call into these fast food restaurants. I can't remember what it was. And he would have an employee get undressed under the presence of like another employee or a manager or something like that. He would be
don't pick up the phone.
Don't pick up the phone.
That's what it was.
And he would be like, this person was stealing, you know? And so we need to search them because another person said that they had their purse or something. And he would make them strip and they would be in there for hours in their underwear or naked or whatever. And they would be like, why didn't you just leave? Or the employee, because he's only on the phone.
He's
not there. And they would be like, because I'm scared.
I
felt like I couldn't leave.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
That's real. It's real. And that's what it seems like we have, or how it's based on the lawsuits. That's what it seems like they are feeling, like the contestants are feeling that.
I can imagine that to be the case. You can feel like that even at work. Really?
Girl.
What we're talking about here is peer pressure.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
With
higher stakes, especially if you feel like there's a contract. Maybe you feel like there's money. There's penalties. You got this show. What is it going to do for the show? How are they going to pay me? I'm not in charge of the editing. Are they going to make me out to be a bad guy? Like, there's so many things going on in your mind, and they even on Married at First Sight, they don't tell you to stay, but they highly encourage you to stay.
100%.
Fight for your love. Fight for your... It low-key, Courtney J, I agree with you. It's low-key manipulation.
It is. And actually, this is a jump, but you'll follow it. That's basically the Diddy lawsuit. I mean, there's a lot more things in there. But the point of a lot of these sexual assault lawsuits, a lot of what is said, even in the Vince McMahon one,
it's a power dynamic.
Yes. What happens is they don't explicitly, sometimes they literally hold you. But what happens is even when they don't explicitly say you cannot leave, what they say is, I have this job for you as long as you're here. Mm-hmm. Or a lot of, in the Diddy one, I think this was called out twice, they will say in front of the victim, yeah, that's my lawyer. He makes people and problems go away.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'd be like, oh, noted. Okay, so
I'm the people that can go away? Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Or they'll do things in front of you to other people. I mean, that's even like gang mentality, right? Mm-hmm. Like they will harm people in front of other people. And it's used as a tactic.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Intentional.
Right.
You get the message.
Right.
And that's what... it was a jump. I know it was a jump.
No, I got it.
But it's the same. You know what I'm saying?
Mental tactic.
Yeah.
100%.
All right. I got to get up out of here. I forgot. Okay. I got to get Isaiah. Last thing we need to talk about really quick is traitors.
Oh my gosh.
Just really quick, because I do got to get up out of here. Really quick, if you haven't watched and haven't caught up, you don't want spoilers, now is the time. We will be done in the next 5 or 10 minutes anyway. You haven't missed much. Goodbye. Good night. We'll see you next week. Please make sure you come back next week. But I do not want to ruin the show for you, because the anticipation and suspense of the show is what makes the show so addicting. So cut out now.
All right. Now get into it.
Chowder done cooked Peter and Phaedra off the TV.
Phaedra. She didn't even try.
She did. But I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Unless you really lean into the game and you like remove your conscience, I think being a traitor and blaming other people, I don't think if you're a good person, I don't think it feels good.
Yeah,
I don't think you can do it. Because the idea of sitting up there and being like, it's not me, it's... When you know they're not.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it either.
Oh.
You think you could?
There's money at stake, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do it then.
For real?
Remind me how much the dollar says. Oh, listen. I'm going to do whatever you... I need to get who off? Okay, let's do it then. I'm going to get a check at the end of this. Let's do it then.
Oh, I don't think I could do it. I understand,
but I also... The money is the motivator.
To do it.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. I do not think I could do it. I would be like, it's time for me to go. I know. I gotta go.
She was great though.
She was
Phaedra was amazing on this show.
I think Kate goes out unscathed.
Oh, I'm so sub. I wanna see who's gonna win.
Me too. Cause who?
She's good.
Yeah. But she was brought in so late.
And she was brought in at the perfect time.
The person I think they think now is either MJ or
the other girl.
I can't think of her name.
I know who you're talking about. I don't know.
Oh, I can't think of her name. But those are the two right now that seem to be... People have their eyes set on them. But Sandra, thank you. I feel like one of them might go next. But again, they're not the traitor, so it doesn't really matter.
Yep. She could take it. She could take it, child.
Who?
Oh, Trishelle, too.
But I don't think they think it's Trishelle.
No.
Because Trishelle has been campaign. The best thing Phaedra could have done, and she didn't, and I respect her for it. The best thing she could have done is in that moment, put light on Kate.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing she could have done.
Yeah.
Because that's what most traders do.
Yeah.
If I'm going out, ain't none of the traders getting no money.
Yeah.
So, and they were already, somebody low-key thinks it is Kate.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it
is. Somebody hinted at it. Yeah. It was like, oh, is this going to turn into something?
So the best thing she could have done was been like, it's not me, it's Kate. Because she was the one who could have been recruited. Whatever. Just do something to kind of get them off the sniff and then come back around and they would have voted for her. But I think at this point, they could think it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
They got all the traitors out.
Yeah.
So I am, and this week is the last episode?
I think so, because they already filmed the reunion.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
Andy be posting.
Oh, it is Andy Cohen that be over it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Me too.
I think that is your bet that Kate Kate makes it to the end.
I think that's mine too.
My bet is that Kate makes it to the end and MJ or Sandra get out.
I agree. That's gonna be one of them next.
I think it's one of them next, and Kate ends up taking the whole situation.
Sheree has been terrible on this show. Sheree has been a waste. Girl, y'all could have got Portia, would have been more entertaining.
Portia would have been good. Also, why that girl divorce her husband as soon as she got a check?
You didn't see I'm not a lawyer, because that man is here illegally. And he should not be here, and he's a criminal.
But you don't think she had already knew that?
Wait, let me tell you. Hold on. We really got to go. But I do think she knew. But he said in his response to them, because they said, sir, you cannot become a citizen because you're not even supposed to be here. And he said, that's y'all fault. Y'all should have caught this 30 years ago. You didn't. And now you going to tell me I shouldn't be here? Y'all should have. You had time.
Fix your system.
I read that. I said, wait, let me reread this. Y'all's mistake. I should not be penalized for y'all's mistake.
For a 30-year
U.S.
mistake.
U.S. government.
They tried to use the Amazon return policy.
Yes.
For citizenship.
It's too late.
I said, wait. He was like, I haven't done nothing in 30 years. I got in trouble a long time ago for fraud. But
what have I done recently? I was on a whole TV show. Y'all didn't think y'all to didn't check even me know. In?
And now? And when now, I, say, oh, now when now I apply?
Now I
want
to apply for citizenship.
And now you say
now
no.
I got to be exported out the country.
Literally, at the end, the judge said that his response was, what was the word that they used? I cracked up. It was basically unconvincing, but it was hilarious. And then it was just like unconvincing denied.
I'm low-key convinced. I want to be on the jury because
great.
I'm convinced.
Great.
I'm convinced because the U.S. government be messed it up.
And they did.
No, I know it's not about the chick, girl. I'm just playing whatever. But I'm just saying that also is very convenient to divorce this man who had the money at the same time that you announced a show where now you got a check. I'm just saying that's hilarious maybe the word I
like. Portia is a good time.
I think this woman is beautiful.
She is.
She is so pretty.
She is. And ever since she didn't got away from Cordell, her little personality has just sprouted.
I love
Portia.
I think she's fantastic.
All right.
And she's coming back, ain't she?
That's the chick I thought you was talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait.
She got two checks, though. She got a scripted overall deal. And then.
I did see that.
And then got Real Housewives.
I'm not mad. Okay, this is the other thing. This is the last thing I'm going to say about Portia. The day before, and maybe it was the algorithm, or maybe it actually occurred this way. I'm not quite sure. But in my algorithm, the day before she announced her divorce was the video she made that said, y'all said that Portia Williams is back on Real Housewives. Well, it's not Portia Williams. It's Portia, whatever her last name is.
Gobadia.
There we go. And I was like, okay, then, yeah, that's the wife right there, because period, okay? Get my maiden name or ex-married name out of here. It's my new married name for me. And then it was like, divorce. I will be henceforth and forevermore go by Portia Williams. I know I made a video yesterday, and we was in Dubai 3 weeks ago having a great time.
They was in a golf
and my
court.
Booty was out.
Ride or die.
But today,
that's my man.
He can't be no U.S.
my
citizen.
My man.
He got
just it. Kidding. I'm single.
Just kidding.
That ain't my man. That's somebody else's man.
She says, "Sake." I just play. I am Portia Williams. All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye.